You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 259.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? First, let me start by saying happy Thanksgiving. If you are listening to this on Thursday, November 22nd, which is the day this podcast is being released, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have an amazing time with your family, with your loved ones. You might be out just relaxing, hanging out, you know, eating, watching football. Maybe you're out in the field doing some service work for people. And you could be listening to this after Thanksgiving, which, you know, is probably likely. I hope you had an amazing day. I just want to start by letting you know how grateful I am to have you as a listener. And I'm speaking to you directly. I'm not speaking to the audience. I really want to thank you for tuning into this episode. Maybe you've tuned into prior episodes. This podcast would not exist without you, and so I'm super grateful for you for giving me the opportunity to kind of, this is one platform I have to live out, my purpose, one of my purposes, and live out my vision. So I appreciate you giving me that opportunity and for tuning in. Hopefully, I am making an impact on you in some way, shape, or form. So again, hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving, or hope you're having an amazing Thanksgiving if you happen to be listening to this on Thursday, the 22nd. I want to kind of pivoting into what I'm going to talk about on this episode is, we just about a month or so ago, I had my state of the company meeting with my team. And as I was looking back, you know, now that the year's starting to wind down, I've done a lot of reflection on myself personally, the business, what's worked, what hasn't worked. And when I look at everything that we have made progress on this year as a team, as a unit, as a family, it's incredible how much we've done in the last 12 months. But, you know, when I look back to what really makes us tick, what's our biggest asset, that's our people and our culture. And that's by design, that's by intention. And I've shared that with the team. You know, one of my goals at the beginning of the year was to not just step up my own game as far as leadership is concerned, but empower them to become better leaders, not just within the company, but also in their personal lives. And what wisdom can I impart on them? How can I help them to become the best versions of themselves that they can be? How can I help them to become better leaders? You know, and I think that just ties into the type of culture that we've built in our company. And I want to kind of get you thinking along those lines: is what type of culture do you have in your business? And, one of the things that my team members constantly share with me at the beginning of every meeting, we always start off with everybody sharing some good news and everybody sharing something they're grateful for. And I think that sets the tone for the meeting. It sets the tone for the day. And eventually that infects the business and the company and the culture in a positive way. And I've seen that come to fruition this year. And I think along those lines, you know, one of the things that I have really challenged my team, matter of fact, we just got off earlier this week, we had an L10 that was, it was a challenging L10 from the perspective that, you know, one of the things we discussed on our quarterly was, I said, how do we elevate the game? How do we elevate our mindset? How do we think bigger? How do we hold ourselves accountable? How do we expect more from ourselves and at the same time expect more from each other? You know, we're only as strong as our weakest link. And so if we were to look at ourselves in the mirror and ask ourselves, are we doing everything we can to row in the same direction? Am I pulling my own weight, or have I accepted mediocrity in some way? And I challenged the team. I said, I want you to just look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself those questions. Have you accepted mediocrity? And mediocrity, I think, is the killer of excellence. It's the, you know, it's something that can really, really just damage your company and the progress you're making. Because when you accept mediocrity, you're basically accepting comfort. you know? And when you're striving for greatness, when you have lofty goals or aspirations and you have certain things that you're looking to accomplish, as the leader, as the visionary of your company, you set the tone for your team. You set the tone for your business and they're looking at you whether you know it or not. And by the way, this is applicable if you have a VA and no one else, or if you have a 100-person company, or maybe it's just you. Do you need to elevate your own thinking? Do you need to expect more from yourself? You know, and I shared with them, we had a on this L10, this level 10 meeting we had on Monday, there were certain things that I was seeing. You know, we had, despite all the progress we've made, there's certain areas that I felt we were still not making the types of strides that I needed to see. And specifically, just to be, you know, just to kind of share with you, I said, you know, I don't see each of you holding one another accountable for certain things. Like there were certain rocks and to-dos that were kind of getting kicked. The can was getting kicked down the road, and we just, there was some progress, but like just not to the level that I would expect. And I said, you know, I expect a lot from each and every one of you. The question is, what do you expect from yourself? Then what are you expecting from others? I said, even though it's not your responsibility to constantly check in on someone, I want you to be more aware. I want you to be more conscious of picking up the phone, sending a Voxer, sending a video, an email, whatever it is, and reach out to one another and say, hey, how are you doing? Where can I help you? Where can I support you? I'm noticing that, you know, this rock you may need some help with, or just wanted to let you know I'm here for you, right? It could even be something personal that you're going through that nobody on the team even knows, because they haven't shared that with you. Maybe it's private, and say, hey, you know, if there's something going on in your personal life and you need an ear or you need somebody to listen or talk, I just want you to let you know that I'm here for you. Right. And I challenged the team with, and it was incredible. By the end of that call, you know, the momentum and the energy that I felt coming out of that. And it's super important, guys, that when you challenge your team with something like that, if you see something that's not up to par, it's important that you just have the type of transparency in your business that you can have those honest and direct conversations, and you can let people know what you're feeling, where you're coming from. And it's important that at the end of that, if people agree that there's just buy-in, and not buy-in because you're the quote unquote boss or you're the visionary because you set it out, but get people to share their thoughts, their opinions, let them know that they're not going to be reprimanded or criticized for sharing their true feelings about something. And it's important that you give them that flexibility where they can go on there, that freedom, and share what they really think, even if they disagree with you. And to call yourself out, you know, and I shared with them, I said, look, this is an area where I feel like I just haven't stepped up. And I said, I would expect you guys to reach out to me and hold me accountable and challenge me, but not one person has called me in this particular area. Right. And I used myself as an example. And then we kind of went around the table, and it's important that the team sees that you as the leader, you're not talking down at them, but you're standing, you know, you're walking alongside them shoulder to shoulder, and that they know that not only are you willing to roll up your sleeves when it matters, but that you're going to hold yourself accountable and that you expect them to hold you accountable. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I think too often we kind of get caught in our own whirlwinds. You know, we're all responsible. We have so many responsibilities. We have so many things we want to do. And it's so easy to just at times accept mediocrity. And that's bullshit. Like that has to stop, you know. And I'm looking at myself, I'm looking at my team, and I want you guys, hopefully what comes out of this episode for you is kind of just a seed being planted, and ask yourself, is there an area in my life where I've accepted mediocrity and where I'm better than that and I know I need to step up? Ask yourself that question, and then ask yourself, you know, to challenge your team with that same question. Right. And if you have the right people on your team that that just have that mindset, have that hunger about them, I guarantee you it's going to kind of be like a virtual kick in the ass for them. It'll get them going. But make sure that there's buy-in, that there's sincere buy-in. And if there's not, have a conversation about it. You know, let them share with them what's on your mind, what's in your heart. And I think you're going to reap the benefits and the reward of that, not just in the results, but in the type of culture that you inspire within your business. So guys, that's what I have on today's episode. Again, enjoy the Thanksgiving. If you're listening to this after, I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving. I'm extremely grateful for you. I'm thankful that I have this platform. I'm thankful that, you know, people choose to tune in on a weekly basis. And I'm just, I'm so grateful for so many things, and I'm looking forward to reconnecting with you on the next episode. And reach out to me. Let me know if you have a different take, or if you agree or co-sign with what I'm saying, and let me know how this has kind of impacted you and your business. Okay. You can reach out on flipempire.com. At the bottom of each episode, at the show notes page, there's a comment section, or you can also go to flipempire.com/Facebook, become a part of the community there. You know, don't just go on there to post and promote, but to share and inspire, right? And be a spark for a conversation and a dialogue that can not only help you, but potentially help others. So thanks so much. Signing off. I'll connect with you in the next one. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.